It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The entire New Jersey state legislature is up for re-election this year, but with no statewide races to draw voter attention, there's likely to be low voter turnout. The primary is coming up on June 6th, and early voting begins on June 2nd. So to give us a quick preview, we're joined live by Monmouth Polling Institute Director Patrick Murray and WNYC Senior Reporter Nancy Solomon for a breakdown here. Welcome to you both.
It's good to be with you, Sean.
So in 2021, the state was surprised when Ed Durr, a Republican truck driver with very little campaign cash, defeated the president of the state Senate. That was Steve Sweeney. Patrick, are you seeing any races where there could be a major upset in the legislative leadership this time around?
Not in the leadership. There's only a few races that, if we are looking ahead to November, where we think the outcomes of these particular primaries that we're looking at in June may be able to flip that seat. But none of those would be leadership seats, and none of them would take away the Democrats' majority. It might lessen the Democrats' majority in both chambers, but it wouldn't eliminate it.
Yeah, Nancy, we wanted to ask you about that. Democrats hold the majority in both houses of the New Jersey legislature. Do you think there's any sign that could change in this election?
Yeah, I agree with Patrick that we're nowhere. There's no chance of that. But I think it is interesting that this is the first election after the every 10-year statewide redistricting process. And the new districts really don't change the fact that most districts in New Jersey are dominated by one party or the other. There are very few purple ones. So that's why that makes the primary coming up is so important, because really most of the winners of the primary are pretty certain to win in the general in all but a few districts. What's really surprising this year, though, is that there's been the largest number of open seats that we've seen in decades due to both retirements and redistricting. But there aren't many competitive primary races, especially among Democrats. And, you know, that really should be like a canary in the coal mine to anyone who cares about democracy in New Jersey, because an open seat should be precisely when there are more competitive primaries, and we just don't have them.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a big factor is machine control of the ballot, which is referred to as the county line. New Jersey gives a lot of control to the county party organizations, which endorse primary candidates. You know, so imagine for a moment, like, let's be clear, this is an intra-party election, right? But the party is kind of putting its thumb on the scale and saying, these are the candidates we want.
Yeah, New Jersey has a very unique ballot. Yeah. No other state has a ballot like New Jersey, which is what Nancy's referring to, where if you don't really know who the candidates are for one particular race, but they're lined up with the organizational choices in other offices, and it's called the party line, and a lot of people will vote just simply based on, oh, I know one candidate in that line, I'll vote for the rest of them, and the one that has the most money and endorsements and the backing of the county organization gets that line and gets that vote, which means a lot of other candidates who would run decide not to run because they're basically told by the party organization, if you run against us, you'll never basically work in this town again.
Hmm. Yeah. So, Patrick, staying on that line, assuming there are issues that voters care about, aside from just the machine politics of this, what issues are voters looking at here? And what competitive primaries are you looking at here?
Well, yeah, Sean, as you said before, it's going to be a very low turnout. We're talking about, 15% of the electorate, mainly because there's nothing at the top of the ticket. And even though all 120 seats are up for grabs here, there are very few truly competitive primaries, or even very few contested primaries, but very truly competitive. I'm looking in South Jersey, where the primaries may determine the competitiveness of those races in the fall, particularly the person that you mentioned before, Senator Ed Durr, who's facing a challenge of his own. from within the Republican Party there in South Jersey. There are a couple of races down there where you mentioned Ed Durn didn't have much money when he defeated the Senate President Steve Sweeney. He still doesn't have that much money. Neither does his opponent. This is going to be a battle for kind of who can drive out that party base, that Republican Party base, and you know, win that. And then that may determine, is that candidate too far to the right for the general election electorate, even though that's it's a more conservative electorate down there in those districts. But this is the kind of thing that we're looking for. Very few really truly competitive primaries, but the ones in the third and the fourth district, all the way down towards the Delaware Bay part of New Jersey, are the ones where the whoever becomes the Republican candidate there will determine how the Democrat is going to run against them. Is that a more centrist Republican or a more MAGA Republican? And that'll determine that campaign and possibly flipping those seats.
Hmm. Nancy, what are the hot tickets that you're keeping an eye on here?
Yeah, I agree with Patrick about the South Jersey Republican primaries. I think another interesting one, I mean, Dick Cody, Nia Gill, they're both state senators who got redistricted and are fighting against each other for, two senators for one seat. Mm-hmm. Dick Cody's the longest serving senator in the legislature. Nia Gill's the longest serving black woman in the legislature. So that's an interesting one. And then, I would point to in the newly drawn district that's Newark, parts of Newark, Irvington, South Orange, Maplewood, State Senator Renee Burgess is running unopposed. And she was appointed to replace the late Ron Rice. So she's never actually run for the seat. And no one is contesting her in the Democratic primary. And there's no Republican candidate whatsoever. So I really feel like the issue that is on the ballot is New Jersey's broken democracy, small d. It's just, to me, that's what's on that is the primary issue.
The New Jersey primary is on June 6th. And early voting begins on June 2nd. Nancy Solomon is a senior reporter for WNYC. Patrick Murray is the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Thanks so much to you both.
Thanks, Sean.
My pleasure.